It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult? Why, look here. Changing from bad to good is as easy as taking your first step.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're
Hey,
going.
Welcome to 4 Feet Running, episode 49. Hi, I'm Nick.
I'm Dan.
And we have the dog Stanley and Myrna today. We're running in Fall River. And what are we doing? 4.5 miles, maybe?
Yeah, about 4.5. Might end up being a little more because we didn't plan out the route. We just headed out the door.
It's cold.
Oh, yeah, this is freezing.
We're dressed in a lot of layers of stuff.
Sort of look like the Michelin man.
Yeah. It hasn't been that cold until just yesterday. It's really cold.
Yeah, it got pretty bitter.
But we're going to try to walk by the lady with the walker with the dog.
All right, hopefully. Hopefully you won't get too disturbed. Mm-hmm. All right. Did that beautifully.
So, the dogs are a little bit wild today because we haven't run them yesterday.
No, because yesterday was an adventure, which we'll talk about in more detail coming up.
Yeah. Boy, was it.
Yeah. You know one thing? We just walked by a lady with a walker. This is off topic, but...
Oh, like that ever happened?
You know how walkers always have tennis balls on the feet? Why don't they just make it with the tennis balls already on there?
Some prefer the tennis balls, some don't.
Almost every single one I've seen.
Well, they are making new kinds of walkers. The kind that my grandmother has. She has wheels and a chair on her walker.
Yeah, she's got a real fancy one.
They don't. There's no need for tennis balls.
Okay.
And I know my grandmother did not like tennis balls on her old walker because it was not fashionable.
Oh, alright. Does it look chintzy with the tennis ball?
Yeah, she didn't like it. I think that's why we got her with the fancy one with the chair and the wheels.
Yeah.
Which she still brags about to all the other old people. Everywhere she goes, they take her to the doctors and she talks about it. The chair is about 5 years old.
But she still shows it off.
Yeah.
She's got a...
rubs it into those people with the plain walker. With
so
the tennis
mean.
Ball.
That's so mean. These people have nothing in their lives.
I know.
Don't make it worse.
Yeah, that's grandma.
Oh.
Anyway, I plan on not having a walker when I'm older. That's why I'm running.
Yeah, hey,
see, look, I tied it right back.
Oh, see, there we go. See, it wasn't off topic at all then. So don't complain, people out there. This little telephone pole.
Okay. And you might hear a nice sound. The sound of the Garmin.
Yeah, because you got your Garmin back.
Okay, I had the best day in Geeky Runner history.
Yep. There we go.
Beep. It was last Wednesday, and you cannot have a better day if you're a geek like me.
Yeah.
My new Garmin came in the mail.
Yeah, we talked about it in the video run cast. We talked about it in our last episode, how it was gone because it was broken, the band was all messed up,
and they delivered it. And it only took about a week and a half. And most of that was my shipping because I had to ship it around UPS to them. You know, I think it got there on a Thursday to Garmin, and by Wednesday morning it was on my doorstep.
Very nice.
And it works just fine. And I'm very careful about pulling the band.
Now, it appears to be a new one.
Yeah. Well, they said they were going to replace it. I mean, it could be a refurbished. I wouldn't know.
But it was in a box?
Yep.
Like a package?
No, it wasn't in a new box. It probably is a refurbished one. But it looks brand spanking new.
The band is working out for you?
Yes, everything's good. I'm very careful about pulling on it. I've been running with it over my sleeves.
I see.
So it makes it a little... like thicker yet softer.
So it sort of bulks up your wrist a little bit.
So good for the cold weather. I think I might get Hello Kitty for wristbands for the summer.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of wristbands. Not Hello Kitty.
No.
They're, what are they, Reebok or something?
Yeah, I think so. They're white.
I have a couple of them at home because sometimes I wear them in the summer under my Nike Sport Band because...
They're sweaty.
Yeah, I'm extremely moist.
Which makes the Nike Plus Band moist.
So I use the sweatband to soak it up a little bit. But you can have one of those if you want.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get new ones.
Okay. Here, get something pink.
I'm just going to say, I'll get new non-sweaty...
They're washed.
Okay, poop time.
Oh, end of the line for that one. Okay.
I'm very good about picking up the poop.
Yep.
And we get going?
Yep.
There we go. Yeah, I think I realized, stopping to go pick up Stanley's poop, I realized the feature I miss most about Garmin, it's not the GPS, it's the auto pause.
Yeah, that, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just used basically the stopwatch on my regular watch, and you have to stop it when you pause, but I kept forgetting because you get distracted.
Yeah, as you do.
You're picking up poop, picking up dingleberries, and it's mostly stopping for the dogs. Some traffic, but mostly the dogs. You know, they have to chase a squirrel, they have to go chase a bug. Turkey vultures are particularly difficult for us.
There's a whole family of turkey vultures down by the waterfront.
Yeah, tearing up rats and whatnot.
Yeah.
Getting the eyes out of kitties.
Yeah. Having a meal.
Yeah. And Myrna wants to go eat them.
But she doesn't realize they can pick her up.
Yeah. So I'm very happy I have my auto pause back. And actually came in right in time for my speed work session.
Yeah,
so that was very convenient of them.
I wish the Nike Plus had auto pause. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anybody from Nike out there?
Yeah, all you've said is bad things about Nike.
I still love the Nike Sport Band though. But I just don't like the website.
Yeah, and the auto pause.
Apart from that, it works fabulously.
Yeah. Except that it's off always.
That too.
It always seems like you're running more than I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this geeky wondrous day.
Yep.
So that was a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. My Garmin came in. And as everyone might know, Myrna Plus was down that night. It magically came back.
Yeah, we were recording the Runner's Roundtable live. And people started saying in the chat room, Runner Plus is back! Runner Plus is back! I could get in!
Yeah. Which is really exciting.
Yeah.
So we're back to the challenges. But another even better thing,
Buckeye
Outdoors now has challenges. And it started that same Wednesday.
I know, amazing.
All at the same time.
Now in between the point where Runner Plus was down, a couple of people had the idea, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if Buckeye Outdoors had challenges?
Yeah.
Because everybody mostly uses it.
Well, obviously, if you look at my schedule, yeah. I got everything there until at least the 4th of next year.
I mean, so many people use it, and it's got a lot of functionality.
Yeah, it's my favorite site to load, to load my log up and everything.
I have to say, it's not the prettiest one.
No.
But it syncs to your Nike. It syncs to Garmin.
Yeah.
You can put stuff in manually.
Yeah.
And you can have blog widgets.
Yeah, I love those little side things on our blog. It tells you what race is coming up,
your
PRs are.
Yep.
You know, you can have... there's more widgets than we have even on our blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice place. You know, he tries to make it very... Ben, who created it, you know, he tries to make it very...
Yeah, it's very inclusive, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of variety on it, what you can do.
But the one thing it was lacking was challenges. It had teams. So you can, you know, join a team and check everybody's workout. And now there are challenges.
Yeah, you emailed him, right?
I emailed him first. I begged him to have challenges. I'm sorry, Ben, if I annoyed you. I think I was begging. And then I think, you know, I told everybody that I had emailed him. And everybody else wanted to get on the bandwagon on Twitter. So they started a forum.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people joined in and said, I want challenges.
So within a matter of days,
yeah,
he built it for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you went back and forth with him a little bit, trying to improve it.
Yeah, I think we all had ideas. And he's been really great about suggestions.
Well, he's a superhero and a nice guy.
He's amazing. I wrote the email, like, I know this might be hard, but, you know, I think a lot of people would love to have challenges here.
Yeah.
But I know if it's too hard, you know, I understand. He ended up in, like, a week.
Amazing. So, what is it? You go to Buckeye, and you log in, and it's under, I think, Socialize.
Yeah, Socialize. There's a tab at the top for Socialize. And if you scroll down, it says challenges. And there's several there, including a Bad Boys and Bad Girls challenge take two.
Yeah, challenge harder.
Yeah. So just saying to all you bad girls out there.
And bad boys.
Yeah, just bad girls.
And the bad boys.
Mostly bad girls. If you don't want your butt kicked again, come join Buckeye. So it just picks up, you know, what you log in on your regular training log.
Yeah.
And what's great, too, is that it's not just running challenges. We can have a whole mess of different types of challenges, from cycling to walking, weight loss, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still in its beta stage, so, you know, if there's a problem, we can talk to him. I mean, he's pretty good about fixing it.
He seems pretty nice about it.
Yeah.
Will you still be using Runner Plus at all?
I'll probably still log stuff in there. But I'm curious where everybody else would like to see challenges hosted. We'll probably have a poll on our website to ask where would you prefer. I've kind of taken a quick poll, Twitter-wise, to see who likes what better. And so far, it seems to be coming out Buckeye.
It does seem like people prefer that.
Because most everybody has their stuff there. Plus, they can sync the Garmin and the Nike Plus.
Yeah, I'll put that up on the website. You know, which one would you rather prefer? And, you know, just vote there. Maybe we'll leave that until, well, like in 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Next episode.
And
we'll get the tally, and whichever one you guys prefer, that's where we'll host our challenges from now on.
Yeah. Because we have a lot more challenges to do. Well, yeah. We have to have a challenge for the whole year next year.
I already got it set up.
All right.
In my mind.
Okay.
It's going to be 2,009 feet running.
You can probably set it up now and just wait.
Yeah.
Wait until it starts.
Yeah.
Which is a nice feature for him that he set up. That it's very easy. It's very easy to create a challenge because we use a calendar.
Uh-huh. For 2,009 feet running.
Yeah.
We'll need 1,004 people and one one-legged person.
Or, well, a guy with three legs.
That would be acceptable too. I think there are a few three-legged guys out there already.
Well, how wink, do you wink. Know?
I see him in the mirror every morning.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
We also had a very rotten day this week, too.
Yeah, a rotten day for a geek.
We were thinking about maybe getting a treadmill. Mostly because, you know, I just want to fit more runs in.
Yeah.
And it's really hard with my schedule.
Because sometimes it'd be easier for you to run at midnight.
And, you know, sometimes it takes me a while to get ready to go run. Half an hour sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know why. You are such a girl about getting dressed and ready to get out the door.
Yeah.
It's usually like me sitting there waiting and waiting. Like you do your hair.
I don't do my hair.
Surprise yourself, I guess.
It's mostly just putting on heavy clothes. So I'm nice and warm.
Well, I think if you stop twittering every time you tied your shoelace.
Yeah.
Anyway. We wanted to get a treadmill. We've been researching and looking into that.
So we went to a bunch of different stores and we looked at a whole slew of them, tried them out, Some are pretty good.
Yeah.
Some are just awful.
Yeah, within our price range, which isn't very high. But in the meantime, my Mac died.
Yeah. So,
It just wouldn't turn on. You get the little bongy noise. Nothing else.
Yeah, the
hard drive wouldn't spin. Nothing. Screen wouldn't light up.
No. I tried a whole bunch of different things to revive it. I, you know, basically gave it the paddle shocks.
Yeah.
I tried to resuscitate it with CPR. I practically gave it mouth to mouth.
You did everything you could.
Yeah.
But we still ended up at the Genius Bar at the Mac store.
You have a 15-inch MacBook Pro from about a year and a half ago.
July 07 is when I bought it. Yeah. So just outside of the warranty.
Yeah.
And someone convinced me not to get AppleCare when I bought it. What was that of it? Yeah, I think when I bought it, I said, should I get it? I mean, what if something happens? It's a laptop. Sensitive. Oh, no.
No, don't worry about it.
You don't need it.
Nothing bad is ever going to happen to this MacBook Pro. Nothing.
Because nothing happens to yours.
Yeah.
But you have a MacBook. Oh, I nicked it. I nicked my Garmin.
Oh.
Because of the wall.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, Garmin has the first ding.
Oh.
Somebody pushed me into a wall.
I didn't mean to push you into a wall.
You're always pushing me into stuff when we run. You either push me into traffic or into walls.
Not personal.
You really dinged it.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm not touching technology anymore.
Anyway, I have a 15-inch MacBook Pro also.
Yeah.
And mine has gotten a lot of use. Like,
yeah.
I've dropped it. I spilled coffee on it once. But it hasn't really, like, out and out died on me. So I figured, I know AppleCare is great for, especially recommended for laptops and for their displays.
Yeah.
But I figured mine was so wonderful, you didn't need it. So I talked you out of it.
Yeah.
The other day, just yesterday, you were twittering on your computer. It was working great. Shut the lid and went to the next room. Came back 5 minutes later. Opened it up and it was dead.
Yep, wouldn't work anymore. So it was a very long day.
Yeah.
So we went to the Genius Bar. It didn't take long for the guy to say, looks like it's like your logic board.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. So you're going to have to send it into the company.
When I looked at it, I kind of thought it was your logic board.
Yeah.
Because nothing was happening. And then when he tried to boot it up from like a diagnostic hard drive they have there, it wouldn't do anything. It wasn't totally unresponsive.
Yeah.
So basically, I think all the information's there. Your Mac's just in a coma.
Yeah. And I keep everything on there.
Yeah, you don't
like
really
my
have...
My business, my artwork, everything is on there. It's kind of scary because I need those things.
Yeah.
Actually, I needed them that day to do some work. And I don't have access to all my artwork for at least the past like 6 months. I didn't save it to disk. I usually save to disk every 6 months, every 4 months, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got busy and I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be more money. It might be more money than a treadmill at the end of all this.
Yeah.
Because
we're going to have to go to a place to have your data recovered.
Yeah.
And they said at the Genius Bar, the guy there was like, you know what, I could probably do this. I could probably check your hard drive and make sure your data's safe in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, but I can't legally because Apple won't let me.
Yeah, why don't, are you telling me?
Don't tell me that. Just lie to me.
Yeah.
Just lie. Say you can't do it.
Why don't you just fix that? You know, I mean, what do I care?
Yeah, I just, you
just
know.
Get my stuff out. He's like, I can't legally. I'm like, why are you telling me this?
Oh, because
I think you wanted us to slip him like 100 or something.
Probably.
Hopefully everything's on there and this other place can restore, we can grab all my stuff off the hard drive.
So all of a sudden, then it's probably going to cost more than a new treadmill.
Yeah, well, the guy quoted, if they suspect that it's anything, you know, that I might have done, which I didn't do anything to my MacBook Pro, but if they do happen to suspect that it was me, and not the company.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be at least $1,400.
Oh.
Which at that point, I'd rather just get a new computer.
I know, because I mean, the logic board is basically the computer.
Yeah. So, yeah, great times.
Yeah.
But at least it's running.
Well, at least there's that. They can't take this away from you. They can't cut your feet off.
Running is analog.
Anyway, you want to talk a little bit about our treadmill buying experience?
Yeah.
Not buying experience, sorry.
Not buying.
Treadmill research experience?
Yeah. It's confusing. I mean, we'll put up some links of some of the places we went to go look for research for anybody who doesn't have a MacBook issue and can still afford a treadmill.
Yep. Because I know this is winter and, you know, a lot of people get treadmills for the winter. Yeah, and it's, plus it's going to be Christmas soon.
Yep. We couldn't afford a real heavy-duty treadmill.
No.
Apparently, running treadmills start about $1,500 and up. And they go up as much as, like, $6,000.
No way.
Which, you know, I'd rather just buy a car.
I know.
At that point.
I'd rather build my own out of a piece of carpet and a bunch of rolling pins. So we went... And we did a whole bunch of research. We went to a bunch of different stores, and we just, you know, brought our shoes, and we just went running on a bunch of them.
There aren't a whole lot of stores in our immediate area.
Yeah.
Go looking. The warehouse treadmill place was a bust.
Yeah, it's a store in Seekonk, I think.
But most of it was about $6,000 on sale. So that was a bust.
Yeah.
And they weren't helpful. You know, a lot of people are not helpful at these stores.
No.
We found out.
Nope.
And they know nothing.
Nope.
And they mostly just push, like, you know, that it has an iPod dock or, you know, it has this weird iFit program. And
yeah.
I don't care. I just want the rollers and the treadmill part to be okay, the motor.
Yeah, that's all I want. I just want it. Don't fall apart on me.
And they don't tell you about that. Or they lie to you.
Oh, we got some whoppers. Oh, I can't wait to get to that part.
Yeah.
You know the part I mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I kept asking them, you know, is this meant for running? Even though I know from online research that all the treadmills in our price range were really meant for light jogging and walking.
Yeah, so we're looking to spend $1,000 tops.
Tops. That's it. That's all we could do.
Because there's plenty of road out here. So yeah. We just wanted a backup.
Yeah.
For crappy days and cold days and too hot days.
And dark nights.
Yeah. So it didn't have to be top of the line. It's not going to be where we're doing all our running.
Yeah.
Just some. And we just asked, like, oh, is this one good for running? Oh, yeah. That's fantastic for running.
Yeah. A family of six can run on it. Yeah, somebody says that. I don't know what that means.
Family of six? A family of six? What does that even mean?
And I said, well, what does that mean in terms of mileage? Oh, a lot. Okay. How about real numbers? Oh, just a lot of people. It can take a lot of abuse. That's all they kept saying.
Yeah.
Is that it can take a lot of abuse.
A family of six. I mean, what is that, like infants and grandma and the mother-in-law, like the treadmill of tomorrow?
So I guess, you know, the dogs, the two dogs, the two cats, and us, right?
I guess that would be six.
Family of six. I mean, how much is the baby going to run?
You can put have him crawl on it.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You have him crawl on it, set it to 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And watch it go flying.
Yeah.
And then we would say, like... Yeah, so how much, like, exactly, you know, how many days a week could we run this thing? And they would say, oh, I run on it, like, every day, a couple times a week at least.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you, I'm like, honey, you're 250 pounds. You do not run on this thing, like, I'm sorry, but you do not run on it, like, every day.
I mean, I know runners can come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, we're two different shapes.
Yeah.
But seriously, these people did not look in the least athletic. I kept telling us, like, wheezy,
Like, they had a hard time, like, stepping up on the treadmill, getting up from the floor.
Yeah.
I have this very model in my basement. No, you don't.
But...
No, just, you know, I don't expect them to all be buff and, like, fantastic and in shape or whatever. But it's just like...
But they didn't even know where the buttons were and how it worked. And then they would say, oh, I have this one at home.
No, you don't.
So I thought that maybe they were lying a little.
You're looking for the start button. If you don't know the information, just, like, look it up or... Just estimate or something. Don't lie. Don't lie. Family of six.
Family of six.
We would ask them about, you know, how much would it cost to bring it to our house and set it up.
And we have to put it on a second floor.
At three different Dick's Sporting Goods. We got about three different prices.
$120 at one store. $120 plus $50 to get it up our stairs. And then another store is $135.
I suspect the $50 getting it up the stairs fee was fake. Because I asked a bunch of other places. We went to Sears and Sports Authority.
Yeah.
We asked, so is there any charge to get it up a second set of stairs? Oh, no. Sure.
We had a couple of good ones.
Yeah, there were a couple of great salesmen.
Yeah. At least, I mean, they didn't seem to know the information, but they looked it up. And they just kept saying, oh, this can take a lot of abuse.
But then we run on it, and it's like,
or it was sticky.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't hold your weight.
Yeah.
Or the bed looked like it was going to bend every time you took a step.
It was knocking on the floor.
Yeah.
With each hit.
The metal pieces rattling.
One of them, we tried a Nordic track in a Sears. This thing, I thought a gear was going to fly out of the motor and embed itself in the wall. And I was trying it at a little faster than I normally run, too. I'm like around 6 or 6.5 miles an hour, whereas normally I run about 5. Some of them just sounded like, ooh, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's the readout said one at a time.
Yeah. It was scary, some of them. There were a few good ones.
It wasn't all bad, actually.
Considering the price range, it's sort of like, they were good, but with a little asterisk by it that said, well, this is the best you can get for this money.
Yeah.
We didn't even try the high-end ones.
I didn't want to spoil myself.
That's like when you go searching for a house and you start out way beyond your price range. Nothing can live up to it again.
Yeah.
But we ended up boiling it down to a Nordic Track C2500 that was from 2007, and it was actually pretty good.
It was, like, surprisingly stable, I have to say.
Again, with the asterisk.
Yeah, for a $1,000 machine. I mean, it was almost like running on road.
Yeah.
I was really surprised.
And the other one was the Soul F63.
That's like their entry level, is it?
Yeah, most people get the F85 or 80. Those are usually recommended for runners. But, okay. Let's get into reviews and how confusing they are.
Sure.
Every time you read something, how good one thing is, you read another review that says that it's terrible. And we just kept going back and forth between that. Soul makes a great product. No, Soul F63s are not that good. Go up to, like, the F80s and 85s. Like, they kept making you want to spend more money.
Yeah, you'd read a review for the 63. It says, go for the 80.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, let's go for the 80. You read reviews, say, go for the 85.
They're good for these parts. This is highly recommended by this review. And then another review would be like, oh, no, all the buttons will break in a year. And you have to get the extended warranty and or else something like the AppleCare. So it was really confusing. I think we eventually wanted to get the Soul F63.
Yeah, I think we both narrowed it down to that one, yeah.
And it was on sale for $1,000, although the price just went up today.
Yeah, so it went up to $1,100. But, your MacBook in the bed just kind of put the kibosh on that.
Yeah. Soul has a good reputation for making quality products.
Yeah.
Although that doesn't necessarily mean it's great for the F63, according to half the reviews that we read.
It just kills me, though, that you see these machines that are like $1,000.
Yeah.
And people are like, no, this isn't good for running in.
No, just light jogging and walking. And light jogging, I don't know. According to the standards, it's pretty much me and...
my speed.
Yeah. Well, one review said running means over 7 minute miles. We should probably...
yeah.
Yeah. Explain that.
Yeah.
So anything below 7 minute mile pace is, I guess, like walking. Or very light jogging, he said.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
sure.
I don't know, I felt slightly offended.
Yeah. Felt a little crappy about that myself that day.
So I think, you know, those would probably work for us.
I think so.
Anyway. Yeah, we weren't going to use it daily.
No.
We're probably going to... I mean, I don't know how many miles we're going to really put on it.
I had figured I would probably use it maybe 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
We'll see during the week, you know, because a lot of times during the week I have trouble because... you know, I only have a limited amount of time. I just wanted to be able to throw, like, just a t-shirt, shorts on.
Yeah.
And some shoes. And just jump on there for an hour. As opposed to putting all the gear on, getting a bottle of water, you know. Uh-huh. Looking at seeing the dogs look at me funny. And then heading out the door, warming up outside, running around the neighborhood, coming back, or cool down. You know, that takes, like, twice as long. I had figured maybe, you know, 2-3 times a week, more for just like shorter runs.
Yeah, and we had a little goal for you if we got a treadmill.
Yeah. Well.
So is that gonna stick?
Well, yeah. Well, see, the thing is, we figured if we got the treadmill, we're gonna drop the money on it. Then we are definitely gonna make sure we use it, so we'll have goals. And I figured my goal would be, I would run the worldwide half next year.
Yeah, and you build up the half marathon distance.
Not necessarily outside.
Yeah,
maybe
you could do it on the treadmill with the stipulation.
Yep. Now that we didn't get the treadmill, you know what? I'll still do it.
All right.
I mean,
you're a bad boy.
Yeah.
Running.
Yeah.
You're still gonna do it, even though you know, the plans didn't stick.
Make a big effort to try to run the worldwide half next year. Might only be in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Maybe. Also, another stipulation was you wouldn't complain so much about.
Yeah. Well.
Well, are you gonna stick to that one?
No, because we didn't get the treadmill, and we're gonna spend a lot of money on your computer. So, bitch.
That was the one I was really looking forward to.
Now, your goal was you were going to stop sneaking wheat products.
Yeah. Sneaking.
Or just eating them outright and saying, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having a cookie.
Yeah. Well, I've been pretty good.
So you're going to stick to that?
I'm going to stick to it.
No more begging me, please, let's get a pizza.
I know, I really miss pizza. I mean, the cravings aren't as bad. Occasionally I do like a pizza.
And then you wear on me.
Said, oh. I said it twice.
But you know what that does to me? Once I hear the word pizza, I have to have it. But I staved it off this time. I said, you can't have it. And then I powered it for a while.
Yeah.
Because I really meant I can't have it.
I had a mileage goal, too.
Yeah, what was that one?
I was going to do 45 miles a week. Not just running, but walking, too.
Yeah, because you don't want to hurt yourself.
No.
To just do 45 every week if that's not what your plan calls for.
Yeah, well, what's the stipulation of, like, taper times and illness and injury? But, I was going to try to do about 45 miles a week. I'm still going to try. This week's going to be a bust. Because I couldn't run at all yesterday. Because we were in the car so much.
Yeah, we drove back and forth. We first started out the day early, up in the morning.
Yeah.
Running on treadmills all over the Fall River area.
So, I mean, I don't think they added up to much. Yeah, maybe 5-10 minutes.
You were booking it, though, on those things.
I did a lot of intervals.
And so the salesman looking at you while you were, like, going at, like, 8 miles an hour. They were pretty impressed.
Oh, please.
I was impressed.
Well, you're not supposed to run at that speed anyway. It's too fast for those kinds of treadmills.
Yeah. You're gonna break it! It's not meant for this. It's only meant for this, the Mosey 5000.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
anyway, other reasons why we wanted the sole over the Nordic Track was the warranty. They have a pretty good warranty. Lifetime on frame and motor.
Yep. 3 years parts, 1 year labor.
Yeah. And so far, that's the best warranty that all the other treadmill companies give you. And according to most reviews, like, the better the warranty means that the people trust their product better.
Yeah.
They probably make a good quality product.
Yeah. Because they're not going to make a warranty where they have to pay it out.
Yeah. Well, they have good rollers, I guess. And outside of the F63 that we wanted, I guess their cushioning is really good on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Very injury reducing.
But, yeah, I mean, I suppose other people might have different priorities. They might not care for the sole as much. But that's the one we liked anyway.
Yeah, it was the most comfortable one. That and the Nordic Track were the most stable for running in the store anyway.
I mean,
none of them were quiet.
Not entirely, no. We, the first sole we tried felt like butter.
Yeah. That's a 2009 one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt nice. We tried a lot of different ones. The Pro Form that you tried was the worst thing you ever ran on. I thought it wasn't gonna make it.
I hated that one.
It was bending a lot every time you put a foot down.
I would love to get like the Lamborghini of treadmills.
Yeah.
But we just don't have the money. Not everyone can afford the $4,000 machine.
Yeah, I wish the reviewers would stop pushing you to spend more money. I mean, I guess you could buy used.
But
we wanted the warranty.
Yeah, and we don't know how badly it's been used.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not a used car, used clothes, used treadmill kind of person. I don't know.
I like new stuff. We want to put your own wear and tear on it.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe someday, you know, if we win the lottery or something.
Yeah, we should play it then. Yeah.
Yep.
I have 4.42 miles.
I have 4.61.
That's good. Cheater. You cheating for the bad boys.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Feel pretty good this time.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I haven't had like the greatest runs lately.
No.
But
you've been all excited about your treadmill chopping though.
Well, I think it was pretty good because I ran like a whole bunch on those treadmills.
Yeah.
You know, a minute here, 2 minutes there. You know, back and forth, different speeds. I think I really prepared myself.
I know, you did. It was like speed work day for you all day.
Yeah. Because I was going up to like 6 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I even pushed it 6.5 at some point. Like I was doing really long fartleks.
Yeah, it seemed like
fartleks.
It seemed like you kind of took to the treadmill really, really well.
I did. Because, like, some people have advised me on Twitter that, like, when I said we think about getting a treadmill, well, have you run one before? And I have in the past. I did like it. So I think trying out the treadmills the past couple of days has been good for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just go around to the different stores, try out the treadmills every day.
Okay. Like people who play the piano and they travel, they stop at a store play and practice there.
Exactly.
So we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laying down on the couch.
I'm sorry.
Under a blanket.
It's cold and I'm tired.
And you got Stanley with you. What I should do here is take a picture, actually.
No. Leave me alone.
To prove to people that you're
really
okay.
Tired.
Okay. But we thought we would just read some emails quickly that we got.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go back to your nap.
Yeah.
So the first one we got was one from Keith, and Keith writes, "Hey Nick and Dan, just wanted to send an email telling you guys how much I enjoy your podcast. I listened to you guys all through my marathon training for the Harrisburg Marathon. I ran it in 5:14, He says, pretty slow, but it was my fourth marathon on the day of my 40th birthday.
Woot.
Hey.
I've been using woot a lot.
Woot.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
Into woot.
I like woohoo better.
Yeah, I was doing that for a while, and now it's woot.
Any reason why? Or?
I'm trying to cut down on like exclamation points.
Okay. But doesn't that one need like an exclamation point at the end too?
Maybe. Well, without using the exclamation point.
Okay. I don't quite follow. But
wait, I'll have a sleep. I'm tired. Leave me alone. Maybe can we record stuff?
Anyway. He continues, we, relatives and friends, listened to you guys while running the marathon and made us laugh through all the 26 miles. You guys are famous. Wow, he actually had other people listen to us at the same time. I even got to run with a guy who wears the pink ballerina outfit that I've seen in Runner's World. I can't remember his name, or maybe I don't want to.
I've seen that guy around. Not in real life, in the Runner's World. Or I've seen other people with ballerina outfits on. And
we saw a guy juggling during the Philadelphia one. He juggled the entire time.
Yeah, I've seen people in banana costumes.
Banana costumes.
What was that? That was Vermont.
Yeah. Was he with like a guy dressed as a bunch of grapes and another guy dressed as an apple?
No, he's just one lonely banana.
Because I was thinking it might have been the Fruit of the Loom guys, but
no, it's just some banana.
Was he with anybody? Because that's almost sort of like sad.
I don't remember.
If he just showed up and he's like looking around for the rest of the fruit, and then like they didn't show up, and he's just there all alone with a banana outfit.
Seriously, don't remember.
And at the end, he just goes back to his car. He takes off the banana outfit. Oh, I sort of feel bad for the banana guy now. I don't know why.
He's running faster than I was, so I don't care.
Yeah. Anyway.
Banana.
You got a banana? I can go get you one.
That's okay.
Anyway, thank you, Keith. And he also writes, P.S. Down with TJ Runner. I haven't heard from TJ in a while.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he hasn't dropped us an email or anything. If you're out there, TJ. I know you're out there, TJ.
I'm sure.
Still listening. And we got another one from Dave, who writes, hi, I just started running and decided to look for some running podcasts. It's 25 years since I lasted a half marathon, but that makes me sound older than I am, as I was only 12 when I did the half marathon.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew what a half marathon was when I was 12.
Yeah, what was I? I was playing Mario when I was 12 years old.
I was doing stupid girl things, whatever that was.
Probably, what year was that?
It was in the 80s. So I was probably wearing something turquoise and pink.
With a big white belt.
Most likely. And some kind of legging issue.
I don't know, running a half marathon when you're 12, that's amazing. When I decided to look through some of my old certificates, I had it in my head that I must have been about 15 last time I ran, but I was only 12. And one of my kids is nearly that age now.
You better get him out the door and start running then.
I know. I'm going to live up to the old man. I'm getting a real buzz from running again, and I'm training to do the Belfast Marathon next May. And he started a blog, which is called runningonhemptea.wordpress.com. So thank you very much, Dave, for that email.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one from Sean from Trilogy Running.
Yeah, sending nice thoughts over.
Yeah.
This time.
And he sent you a song.
It was about not being able to eat any wheat and gluten and whatnot.
Can't eat dough. I can't eat crust to make my chest hair grow. Can't eat spaghetti or macaroni. If you ask me, it's load of baloney.
It was really cute.
So yeah.
See, he's nice.
Oh, he did say you were creepy.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that, guys? You called a girl creepy. Weird. I only cried about an hour about that, but I'm okay now.
He's
a little sad.
Aww. He said on the Trilogy Running podcast, I sort of know where he's coming from, where he said that it was sort of weird to watch us move on the video.
Yeah.
He said the voices coming out of our faces was really creepy.
I don't know. I'm still mixed about the creepy part.
No, I thought it was really creepy was what he said, and he and his little brother were talking about.
What was that?
I don't know. You judge for yourself. Hold on.
Yours is smaller than mine. Yeah, yours is gigantic. Yeah, but mine can do a whole lot more than yours. I know. I want one of yours.
So, wait, so what is that? Wait, let me play that one again.
Yours is smaller than mine. Yeah, yours is gigantic. Yeah, but mine can do a whole lot more than yours. I know. I want one of yours.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about there.
Confused.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go cry about being creepy again.
Oh, you're not creepy. We're not creepy.
I don't know. People are calling us creepy.
I mean, I sort of, it's sort of strange to see. It's like when you see people from the radio, like from your local radio stations, you see like photographs of them.
Yes.
They look a little bit weird.
I don't know if I ever used the word creepy though.
He also said I was, he said I was teasing my bangs a little bit when during the video. I had to explain that I emailed them and I told them it wasn't, I'm not using product in my hair, it's just natural greasiness.
Yeah, it's lovely stuff there. Just milk you and sell the oil.
Sell the oil. To like the car companies, to the Castrol company maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Dapper Dan, whatever that is. Is that you?
Yeah, Dapper Dan, that's right. They have that pomade that, from that movie.
Is that me, not you?
It could be. I don't need any because of my thick, lustrous hair.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Anywho, we have more mail.
Yeah, so go listen to Trilogy Running. I think now they have their own domain, so it's just trilogyrunning.com.
Yeah. Fancy.
Yep.
Someday that's creepy.
It's a little creepy. Trilogy. Is there hobbits and things in there?
Oh.
And we got another one from Dan. And he writes, just listened to the last episode, don't remember the number, but you again talked about your frustration with the Garmin 405. I agree with the caller who complained about the customer service. I have a Garmin 301, been using it for several years. Only problem is that after a while I have trouble syncing to my computer. I think the contacts for the USB cord get corroded from the sweat and moisture, and the covering flap does not seal well. Anyway, I had to send it in about a year ago, and within 6 months it was again failing to sync. So rather than be without, I've been scraping the contacts with a sharp knife, and that seems to work for a while.
That doesn't sound good.
No. At the same time, I love my Garmin when it works, and I know what Nick means. Feels something missing when I don't have it.
That was only a week and a half.
Yeah, it
was. And now I don't know how long without my computer.
Oh.
I don't know how long that's going to be.
I know.
I'm going to be lonely without my computer.
Hopefully it doesn't take too long.
Yeah.
I might have to start doing the little scraping thing with my Nike.
Yeah, you've been having trouble with that too. That sort of similar issue.
The USB thing, for one thing, should be a little thicker.
Yeah.
Because it has a lot of room to wiggle inside the... that's what she said.
God.
Inside the USB port.
I'm going to sleep.
Anyway, the USB contacts are a little bit corroded, so I should probably try doing that. Because now, lately, it seems like every time I want to sync up the Nike Plus, I have to reboot my computer.
I didn't touch it.
And thanks for the tip. Anybody else is having little syncing problems with Garmin, you might want to try the old knife trick. Thank you very much. And we might get a little visit from Myrna here.
You going to kid?
Okay. You want to be on the podcast? And we got another email from Ari, who we emailed last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari was just following up on the last email where I was talking about the Marine Corps Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Ari writes, I would definitely encourage you to run the Marine Corps Marathon. The Marines are quite sexy. We might skip that one.
No, I have to do that someday.
Well, if you want to do a marathon in all 50 states...
Someday, I will, yeah.
And that one's in D.C., so
you have to do that.
That's not a state, but so you might have to skip it then.
No, it's part of the whole thingy.
So, Dan, while I don't know of a full marathon with hot chicks, I do remember seeing something about the Hooter to Hooter half marathon in Fort Myers, Florida. Not only does the race feature Hooter girls, but you get wings at the end of the race.
So you need to do that one? Is that going to inspire you to do a half marathon or what?
Maybe that's what I'll do, the half marathon there, the worldwide half. Because, you know, the two best things about Hooters are the boobs and the hot wings. Yes.
Ari's giving you ideas.
Yep. So we got another one here from Maddie. Maddie Hubba. And Maddie writes, hi, Nick and Dan. I just wanted to share with you an interesting phenomenon I have experienced with your last two podcasts. If you recall, in episode 47, Nick had quite an urge to pee. I listened to the episode during an 8-mile treadmill run, and I had to stop every 2 miles to pee. Every 2 miles!
It's a lot of peeing.
Well, it's 8 miles every two. That's 4 times.
But at least she was indoors. That's treadmill, true. Indoors. Woods, not good.
No. This morning, during a 6-mile treadmill run, I listened to episode 48. I was suddenly very aware of not eating enough and feeling very, very hungry. I even felt a little stomachache, much like Dan.
Referring to your 5-miler last week.
Yeah, and because I was starving in the middle of that race.
Yeah.
She says, I can't wait to see what happens to us in episode 49.
And I hate to say it, it already has happened. Because I know from Twitter that her treadmill is broken.
Yeah.
And she has to get a new one.
Oh,
so she's going to have to go treadmill shopping.
Yeah.
And what have we been doing?
Treadmill shopping. I hope her computer doesn't break.
Yeah, I know.
God.
No. I can't make promises.
No.
Yeah, let's hope everybody's computer is safe.
Yeah.
Go back up your stuff right now.
Get the warranty, do backups, everything like that. And then, because otherwise we won't have anyone downloading the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to be off podcast for a while.
I know. Because you're borrowing my computer for a little while and, you know, we don't listen to exactly the same things.
No.
So thank you very much, Maddie. Thank you very, very much. And I hope the treadmill shopping goes all right. And we got another one from Dana. So Dana writes, I've been listening to your podcast for the last several months and really enjoy your banter. It is great to listen to on the bus or when I run. Imagine that. I love your blog, too. It is a great component to your podcast. I have a blog of my own called Three Apples Tall, and I am working on sprucing it up. I like how you guys have a list of your PRs down the right side of your blog. What feature did you use to do that?
That would be the great BuckeyeOutdoors.com.
Yep.
The one with the new challenge, I'm just saying, for girls.
And boys.
And boys.
Yeah.
And, right now we're kicking the boys' ass, so
yeah.
That's good, right?
Yeah, because you just got Kimba to join.
Yeah.
The bad girls, and she's an ultra marathoner.
Yeah.
That's no fair.
So, still calling all girls, including you, Dana.
You seem like a nice girl. You don't want to join the bad girls of running. There's a whole horrible initiation ceremony involved. You don't want to know.
Such a fibber. Anyway, yeah, that's where we get our little blog widget thingies for all our races and everything is in Buckeye.
Yeah, somewhere deep in there. I can't exactly remember.
I believe it's blog sidebar.
Sorry. Yeah, if you go there.
It's under a tab at the top of your login page.
Yeah, and then it gives you the embed code for all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then just on the little, and you know, I guess you're using Blogger. You can just ask it to put a little bit of HTML on the side there and then just paste that embed code in there.
Yep, it's very easy.
I'm a bit new to blogging and I've just been posting stories, but with the winter doldrums hitting early this year, I live in London, Ontario, a city notorious for high snowfall. I think it is time to spice things up. Can you give me any tips? So, do you have any tips for winter running?
Don't get hit by a car and don't fall on ice. That's usually what I try to do.
Yeah.
Because I have to run in the street. Mm-hmm. And because the sidewalks are usually pretty full of snow. Well, that is one-way snow. We haven't had much snow in the past couple of years up here in southern New England.
Not a ton, no. Not as much as some years.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have already had their first snowfall. We haven't had any.
No, it's been barely cold except for the past couple of days. But anyway, you know, I usually have to run in the street, not on the sidewalk. And it's usually rather exciting when I try not to get hit by the cars.
Because it's really a pain because the snow banks are piled up on each side.
Yeah.
And then there's cars in the middle of the street.
But you do get a hill workout. If you run over the snow banks, you also get wet feet.
Yeah. So you got to wear, like, extra socks, too, maybe?
It's pretty cold, yeah. What did you do last year? I can't remember. You're in the snow.
Yeah, what did I do?
You mostly complained.
I think I just ran in the middle of the street, too. I'm not as bad about you as running on ice and snow and stuff. I know that sort of freaks you out a little bit.
I don't like ice because I, you know, I've had some near falls. I've been able to catch myself for completely falling all the way down and cracking my head open, but
yeah.
I've had some close calls with ice, so I get a little nervous. Yeah, it should be fun. I'm going to try running with the dogs at night in the snow. I might not do that. That's why I wanted this treadmill. So I would avoid that.
I can tell as soon as that came out of your mouth, you're like, oh, no.
That's not going to happen.
Forget it.
Time in the day.
With dogs at night and snow. No, forget it now.
Winter should be interesting.
If anybody else has any tips for Dana, you can go to 3applestall.blogspot.com and check that blog out and leave her some messages and stuff. So,
sorry, I'm really tired. I think I'm catching a cold.
It's okay.
I'm like half awake.
I guess that wraps it up.
Yeah.
So we'll put a little poll on the website and stuff asking people what they'd prefer to have for their challenges.
Yeah, Buckeye Outdoors or Runner Plus.
You also have the Bad Girls versus Bad Boys challenge.
Yep, that's going on at Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few other challenges there that are fun. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, I think that's about it. We didn't have a phone call from Gordon this week. A little upset.
I know. Like it's a little empty.
I know.
A phone call from Gordon.
Yeah. I like his phone calls.
Yeah.
But you can always listen to the Run to Disney podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just threw that out there. Because you offered me $5 to mention it on the Runner's Roundtable, and I have yet to get to it.
I know.
So I'll just mention it here.
You've tried.
Yeah.
Stuff happened.
Yeah.
And you didn't get a chance to.
It's hard when you're doing the live show and you can't see each other.
Yeah.
You know, the conversation sort of runs away sometimes when you're trying to mention things. But I have been trying, Gordon. I will collect that $5 yet.
It's gaining interest, right?
Yeah. It's worth about $1.50 now because you put it in the stock market.
Oh, yeah. Maybe less.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You have to pay him. So if you want to give us a call, though, you can call 206-350-1677. That's 206-350-1677. Call anytime. You can email us at 4feetrunning@gmail.com. Number 4feetrunning@gmail.com. You can check out the show notes at 4feetrunning.blogspot.com. Number 4feetrunning.blogspot.com. You can look us up on Twitter and have fun that way. And I think that is about it.
It's a lot of things now.
I know. So many ways to contact us.
What a web presence.
Yeah. So from us, we'll see you next week. Not next week.
We'll see you sometime.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Maybe you broke Runner Plus.
I might have broken Runner Plus.
With your constant taunting of Nigel.
I know. They might have done something.
The people from Runner Plus are like, whoa, this is getting way out of hand. She's stepped over the line far too many times with this poor English gentleman.
Yeah.